This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want to start this episode with a beautiful poem by Baraka Blue. All praises due, on the leaves of a garden you will very soon awaken into. All praises due, all seasons change, fall leaves, sacred hues. All season lakes on the move in your wake to the call of the truth played by translucent strings of an all phases moon. All praises due, unless it be your face, all is effaced and consumed. Wheresoever we may face, in every place there is you, ancient and new. All praises due, in the beginning was the word and then God spake the truth. All praises due, all creation ensued between the bap and the boom, the calf and the noon of the kun fayakun. All praises due. We are the residents of your resonance and all made by you. Thus the knowers have informed us that the throat is a jeweled portal that opens to you and that each breath should be used for the sacred exhalation of the statement, all praises due. It is said that there was a king who used to always have his vizier who would say, Alhamdulillah. And on an occasion, the king was hunting and in an expedition, he had an accident that caused for a part of his finger to be cut off. The vizier who was with him responded to the event by saying, Alhamdulillah. The king, infuriated by that response, he commanded the vizier to be thrown in jail. That's what kings do. And when the vizier was entered into the cell, he simply said, Alhamdulillah. The king would go on another outing hunting and he was chasing a rabbit until he found himself in the territory of a pagan people who captured him. And it was a day of making a human sacrifice to their idols. And they thought that he would be a good offering as he was well fed. When they presented the king to their soothsayer, he said he wouldn't be appropriate as an offering because he had a cut off finger and the offering has to be someone who is complete. The king was released. And when he returned safely to his people, the first thing he did was to release his vizier from prison. The king asked him, "You always see the goodness in everything. Tell me, what was the goodness of you being in prison?" The vizier said, "If I wasn't in prison, I would have been hunting with you and I have all my fingers." There is always a reason to say Alhamdulillah. Say it right now, say it with me, Alhamdulillah. Allah is Al-Hamid, He's worthy of praise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith reported by Tirmidhi, "Ana sayyidu waladi Adam yawm al-qiyamati wa la fakhr." I am the master of the children of Adam on the day of judgment and I'm not boasting. "Wa biyadi liwa'ul hamd wa la fakhr." And in my hand will be the banner of praise. And I'm not saying this out of pride. And I am awwalu shafi'in wa awwalu mushaffa', and I am the first one for whom the earth will be opened, and I'm not boasting, and I am the first one who will intercede, and I am the first one whose intercessions will be accepted. But the scholar asks, why is it the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be carrying the banner of praise, liwa'ul hamd in particular? Well, firstly, he's Muhammad and he's Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the one who's praiseworthy and the one who praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. We are also the ummah that knows Allah the most, and we are the ummah that praises Allah the most. So the Prophet ﷺ is the prophet of the ummah that praises Allah the most. A quick exercise. When you experience the best day of your life, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. And when you experience horrible news, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. And the reason why you say Alhamdulillah, even though you are experiencing something that's so painful, something so undesirable, something so difficult, is because there are certain things that you believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that moment. You believe that He's merciful. And so this incident is being written for you by someone who desires goodness for you. You believe that He's wise. And so you know that this was written for you for an outcome that you may not see yet. Yet you believe that it is goodness still. You believe that He's just. And so He didn't wrong you by putting you in this difficulty or pain. And so when someone else may go through the same challenge or something actually far less, and it would cause them to harbor resentment towards God or doubt His very existence, the challenge that you experience only causes you to increase in your submission to Him and trust in Him, because everything that comes from Him is good. And He is deserving of praise in all circumstances. He is Al-Hamid. And to highlight this, I want to share two of the perhaps most difficult circumstances that are highlighted in the tradition that people can go through in their lives. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the story of a genocide that took place. There was a community of believers who were persecuted by their king for their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His reaction was violent and gruesome. He dug ditches that were to be filled with fire, and he commanded everyone who did not disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in his divinity of the king would be cast into the burning trenches. The entire community was thrown into the blazing trenches, elderly, women, children, babies, all of them were thrown into the trenches. They were all killed. Not only were they killed, but there's nothing in the Sunnah that tells us that the king faced any consequences in the dunya. For all we know, he might have lived a successful political life after that. He might have been revered by his people, celebrated for his getting rid of those undesirables. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Buruj, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. They were only hated for no reason other than their belief in Allah Al-Aziz Al-Hamid. Why does Allah mention those two names in that verse? Imam al-Razi, he points out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these two names to indicate that he is Al-Aziz, the Mighty, meaning that he had the power to stop the genocide from happening. He had the power to extinguish the fire's effect and make it cool and peaceful like it was for Ibrahim, for example. Allah could have caused the army to revolt against the king, or he could have caused the king to die before giving those orders. Al-Razi says, know that the Almighty indicated with his words Al-Aziz that if he had willed, he could have prevented those tyrants from torturing those believers and could have extinguished their fires and caused their death. And he indicated with his words Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy, that what matters to him are the consequences of the actions. He's praiseworthy in allowing for it to happen because the consequences are praiseworthy. The consequences of the victims attaining the status of Shahada, martyrdom, is praiseworthy. It is praiseworthy that the criminals fill their ledger with heinous crimes so that their status is cemented in this world before the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And let not those who disbelieve ever think that we extend their time of enjoyment because it's better for them. We only extend it for them so that they may increase in sin. And for them is a humiliating punishment. That's the reason why they're getting respite. That's the reason why they're getting delay. And another of the most difficult experiences that a person goes through is that of losing a child. The Prophet ﷺ tells us in a hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi that when the angels return after having taken the soul of someone's child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them, did you take the soul of the child of my servant? The angels will say yes. Allah says, did you take the fruit of their heart? The angels say yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what did my servant say? The angels will say, Hamadaka wastarja. They praised you and they said, to Allah we belong and to Him we return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, build for my servant a house in paradise and call it the house of praise. When people praise Allah, even as their greatest treasure, their children, is taken away from them in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds for them a house in paradise that is called the house of praise. So how do we interact with this name? Firstly, thanking Allah. The Prophet ﷺ says, Allah does not bless someone with something, and that person says, Alhamdulillah, except that what was offered was better than what was consumed, as reported by Ibn Majah. And the Prophet ﷺ says, Alhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan, that Alhamdulillah fills the scales. And Alhamdulillah is the phrase by which Allah begins the Quran, and it was the first phrase that humanity spoke when the soul was breathed into Adam. He sneezed and said, Alhamdulillah. And when the Prophet ﷺ saw something that he liked, he would say, Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah, who by Him good things are completed. And when the Prophet ﷺ saw something that he disliked, that he did not like, he would say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise is due to Allah in all circumstances. It is also the best dua. The Prophet ﷺ said, أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله وأفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The best dhikr is لا إله إلا الله, and the best dua is to say الحمد لله.